If this is your first time here, I recommend you start at the beginning because this story is in chronological order. If you find this entertaining or even helpful, I would really appreciate it if you shared this with someone that you think would also find it entertaining or helpful. It really does help spread the word. In last week's episode, I revealed the big news. I officially quit my 9-to-5 job. I also shared with you a list of goals that I wanted to achieve before I felt ready and comfortable to quit my job. Maybe those goals might be helpful for you as well if you were considering to do the same thing. This week, I'm going to be sharing with you the experience I have had when hiring a graphic designer from Fiverr. As I alluded to before, the experience of working with this graphic designer was probably one of the harder experiences of this whole journey so far. Let's also talk about money. I am about to spend several tens of thousands of dollars in the next 2 months. Let me share with you why. Also, you will be hearing a lot of my audio diary recordings from this weekend as I was doing the work in the moment. Let's kick it off. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. Today is Saturday. Saturday, March 30th. And today we have some things to get done for the side hustle. Good news is, since last weekend, my product images that have been edited by the graphic designer are ready to go. They are done. I've approved it. Honestly, I've approved it with the mindset that, like, I think I'm just over it. It was such a long, tedious process. I will go into more detail later in this episode, but just to give an idea of how my experience was, I will share with you that even though my product images are now done, I basically decided to just approve the 6th round of revisions. I was more frustrated with the whole process versus actually being happy with the final results. Before I get into the Amazon next steps and what I need to do now that the product images are done, I first have to get some other things done today. Things that are on the list of things to do. I am going to go through all my debts. And my debts, I only have like school loans that are left over. I know it's been like 10 years since I've graduated from college, and because of COVID and the pause on the school loans in the US and the fact that my loans were supposed to get forgiven and then they didn't get forgiven, there's been like the last 4 years where I just actually haven't done anything with my school loans and I haven't paid anything. So today is the day we're going to work on just paying it off all at once. That's on my to-do list. I also have to work on some investment stuff that I want to look into. And yeah, we definitely need to get some side hustle stuff going today because we got to get things moving. I am 6 weeks away from quitting my job. Well, technically, I already quit. I'm actually 6 weeks away from not having to actually go to my job anymore. We've gone through 2 weeks of my 8-week notice. So it is time to get the side hustle fully ramped up because shit is going to get real, real soon. So I just got done going through some budgeting stuff for this month. I actually have, over the last year-ish, almost year and a half or so, I have been saving up as much money as possible. I've been doing as best as I can to just focus on saving. I think I'll probably dive deeper into this maybe in a future episode, but I just got done going through some budgeting stuff of things that I have to pay for out of the savings that I've been building up for the last year and a half. And let me just tell you what I have to pay for in the next month or two so that when I'm no longer working, I feel like at least on a financial sense, everything is pretty stable for the rest of the year. All of this that I have to pay off will come out of my savings that I've been stockpiling. So let me tell you what I have to pay for. First, and I know I've said this before, I do still have some leftover school loans that I have to pay off. It has just been put on hold since the start of COVID because of everything that happened. So now I have to start paying off my school loans again. And it's been like 4 years of not paying it. And yeah, I probably could have paid them off a lot sooner, but you know, was I going to pay off my school loans or was I going to travel a bunch? I think you know what my decisions were. I've got two different school loans that I have to pay off. One of them is just over $10,000 and another one is about $13,000. So I have almost $23,500. Actually, I'll tell you the exact number. I have about $23,453 of school loans to pay off. I do plan on paying them off fully in the next couple months, and this will come out of the savings that I've been stockpiling. The third thing that I have to pay off, well, it's not even a debt. Actually, it's not a debt at all. It's just money that I've decided will also come out of my savings. So I was provided a certain number of stock options through work. And now that we've gone IPO, now I can actually use those options and, you know, buy them for myself. The number of stock options I was given, if I wanted to buy all of them in full, at the stock price that I was given them at, which was like $2. So it was pretty cheap. So it should be like an immediate return on investment. But to pay for the stock options at the $2-ish dollars per share price that I was given, the total amount that I have to pay is $25,000. So if I pay $25,000, that will give me my entire amount of stocks that are granted to me. Then there's two other things that I do want to pay for just right up front. And one of them, I only have like two more weeks to pay this one, I think. Actually, I should probably look up the end date. But I want to pay off my 2023 IRA maximum amount in full. So I think the maximum amount I can put in my IRA is $7,000. Because I didn't do anything for 2023, I just want to put all that money in full this year. I think my deadline to do that is mid-April. So if I'm going to do it, I have to do it now. And then, of course, because I'm going to max out my 2023 IRA, I might as well max out my 2024 IRA account. That's another $7,000. So the total of these five things that I want to pay in full in the next 2 months is going to cost me six. Okay, wait, before I give you the final total, just to recap, there's five things that I want to pay off in full. I have two different school loans that I have to pay off, company stock shares that I want to buy. And last year and this year's IRA accounts, I want to maximize those in full. So those five things are a total of $62,453.75. I will be paying just over $62,000 into these things. I will have zero debts. My IRA accounts will be totally fine for the rest of the year. My company stocks will be purchased. So hopefully there's a nice return on investment on that. So I'm hoping I get my money back. And yeah, I mean, I guess this is what adulting is. Not gonna lie, it's pretty scary to spend that much money. In a later episode, I will talk about how much I have saved. Luckily, that is not all my savings. It does not wipe me out, thank God, because now without a job, I do need to survive on my savings. That was the plan from the beginning, and that's why I've stockpiled enough savings to hopefully let me not have to worry about work for the rest of the year, hopefully longer. But we'll see. I will talk about how much I have actually saved at a different episode. Now that that's done and I feel a little bit more like a responsible adult, now it is time for me to start figuring out what's next for the Amazon side hustle. I've got my product images. I now just have to finish and finalize my Amazon listing and get that approved because I need to send these beach bags to the Amazon warehouse as soon as possible. Also, I still have like 7 more boxes of beach bags to repackage. I'm about halfway done. I haven't done any repackaging in like 2 weeks. So I have a lot of work to do. Yeah, I need to get back to it. I will come back and tell you what I have to do next for my Amazon side hustle because there's probably a lot that I don't even realize I have to do. Time to do some research. Let's talk about my experience with getting product images created specifically for the Amazon e-commerce storefront. In early January of this year, I started scrolling through Fiverr to find a graphic designer that could help me build really nice and professional looking Amazon product images. I had used Fiverr for several other projects, for things like creating my logo, some stuff for social media, as well as doing some audio work for the podcast. These days, I just do my own audio work. But after several successful projects on Fiverr, my experience has always been really positive. Finding a freelancer just felt like a normal thing for me to do at this point. So as I'm scrolling, there was one profile that really stood out to me where the quality of the work on their portfolio was really high, especially compared to the price that they were offering. So I felt like I found my freelancer guy. I reached out to him and asked him what would it take for me to get high quality Amazon product images similar to the ones in his portfolio. He said that I would need to send him some high resolution product images that he can start editing. At that time, I didn't have any product images at all. So I actually had to take one step backward and take some product images. I did try to take my own product images with my own camera. And as you know from earlier episodes, that did not work out for me at all. I ended up hiring a product photographer here in Dubai that took some really professional product photos of my beach bag. Once I had some professional product images, I reached back out to the freelancer about a month and a half later in early March to help me build the actual Amazon listing images. He asked me to send all of the product images without any background behind it, along with some samples of other Amazon listings that I had really liked. I chose some Amazon samples that were similar to my product so he could get an idea of how I wanted the product images to look. After sending all of the things that he asked for, and also paying 580 dirhams, which is about $170, for his work, he got started on creating the listing images right away. About a week later, on March 6th, he sent me the first round of the 10 product images. And let me tell you that I thought they were terrible. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but I was actually so shocked at how they turned out because it looked nothing like any of the images in his portfolio. And not even as professional looking as the samples that I sent him. I will add the product listing images on Instagram. I highly recommend going to the link below at the Starting Over Instagram page to see for yourself how they turned out. I wrote him back and I told him that I wanted a lot of revisions on each one of the photos that he had sent me. Basically, 9 out of the 10 photos needed a lot of work. 6 days after that, he sent me the second round of revisions on March 12th. And again, let me tell you that it still felt so far away from looking like professional Amazon listing images. I was starting to actually get concerned that this guy didn't really know what he was doing. Again, I sent him comments on every single photo and told him that these photos don't look like anything that he had on his portfolio. And that I was really looking for some images that matched his portfolio because it did look really professional and high quality to me. He wrote me back and he said that I had been confusing him, that the samples that I sent him from the other Amazon products at the beginning are the style that he matched to my own product images. I was just taken aback because The photos that he sent me didn't even look like they matched the sample links that I had sent to him, in the sense that they didn't look as professional enough or as cohesive. The examples that I sent him still looked way more professional, and I told him that. He wrote me back and he said that I needed to give him more detailed notes on all the photos that needed to be changed so that I could clearly explain what I wanted. If I kept asking for more revisions after this, he said he was going to charge me more money. Not gonna lie, that took me by surprise, and I was starting to get really frustrated because in the package itself on Fiverr, it clearly states that for the amount that I paid, I'm allowed to have unlimited revisions. Not that I'm looking to get unlimited revisions, but it just seemed really weird that he said he would start charging me moving forward. So we had this back and forth conversation on Fiverr about this. He ultimately said that his customer satisfaction is the most important thing to him and to just send him another sample of an Amazon product sample that I really liked. And also to send him all of the comments of the current edited photos so he could keep working on making them better. By the fourth round of revisions, I thought the photos started to look more professional, but he kept copying the exact style of the Amazon samples that I sent over. It looked like a copy-paste, but not in a good way. I told him that this looks like he copied it exactly of the sample Amazon product that I sent, and that I didn't think it would be wise to have my listing look almost exactly like someone else's listing for a very similar type of product. I asked him to work on that and to try to add his own creative professionalism to it. At this point, I'm just shocked by the work and honestly really confused on how a graphic designer would think that it's okay to just copy someone else's graphics exactly. Is that normal? I don't feel like it is. By the fifth revision, he does change the style of it, so it didn't look like an exact copy-paste of someone else's product images, which is good. And things also looked more professional and cohesive across all of the 10 photos, so I was slightly happier. I sent him some notes on some typos that he had in the graphics and asked him to make the changes to it. On the sixth revision, I just decided to be happy with how the photos looked now because I think I was just getting more frustrated at the back and forth than anything else. Again, I will share with you the evolution of the revisions on the Instagram page, so check it out so you can see it in real life. Now, I think the frustrating part of the experience was that I thought the graphic designer who has experience in creating Amazon product listing images would know how my product images should look. I felt like any sample Amazon link that I sent him, he would just copy-paste that style onto my own photos, and that really bothered me. It felt like he didn't take any creative approach to making it his own style while keeping it really cohesive and professional looking. Trust me, I don't want to be the type of client that says, oh, you can do it in your own way and just be very vague about how to design something. I know that's not helpful at all for any graphic designer to have such a vague direction from a customer. Even I get annoyed when my own clients ask me to just do whatever I think is best for projects that they should be owning as the project owner. I know that that's not the right way to do it, but I was just so confused by his approach. In the end, like I said, I just decided to accept the final revisions because we were already at revision number 6, and I figured this was as good as it was going to get at this point. I will be using these product images for my listing page, but I might try to hire someone else very soon to replace them if I still feel like they're not what I expected them to be. Product images on Amazon will make or break a sale. People will either relate to the photos and see themselves in the image, or they can't and move on to someone else's listing. For me, this feels like a very critical step to make sure that I get right. At least I have something that's okay enough for me to get started and finish creating the listing. Time for me to start working on that. Okay. Okay, so as I'm starting to get back into the Amazon stuff and figure out what is next now that my product images are done, I feel like I've backtracked a bit. Let me explain. Several months ago, this was like late last year, maybe December last year, I was working on building an Amazon product listing, which if you're not familiar, when you are putting a product on Amazon, you have to build a product listing as a seller. So you open up an Amazon Seller Central account. That means that you have an account that will allow you to sell something on Amazon. And then you have to build a product listing. So I had made my entire product listing ahead of time several months ago, and I put in my title, my keywords, my description, my brand name, my everything. The only thing that was missing to add to the product listing were the product images, which I have now just finished getting. I have logged back into my Amazon Seller Central account today after not logging in for several months, and Amazon did not save anything. They saved my product listing. Like, I could go back into the product listing, but everything, all the fields, all of the details that I have to input, which is a lot, it's all empty, and I have to redo all of that. Even Amazon says failed to retrieve saved information. So it is basically like having to start over. I have to go through and rebuild my product listing, which is fine. I think I got kind of the hang of it, but it's been so many months. It's been like 4 months since I did my last one. So I have to relearn what are all these super important things that should go in a product listing, because it's not like you can just type in random stuff. If you want your product listing to be super SEO heavy, have all the right keywords, be very attractive to the eye on the customer side, then you have to put in all of these details. It's not something that you just want to quickly skim over. I'm trying to like relearn all the really important things that should be going in the product listing. So I'm doing that now. It's a little bit frustrating because I spent a lot of time doing this before, and now I have to do it again. So it's kind of annoying, but that's okay. Let's get it done. Only thing you can do is just get the work done. It is frustrating that all the work I did several months ago had just been erased. It took a lot of research to figure out what to put in the listing, but I guess this is just how life goes sometimes. Next week, I plan to fully update you on what it took to finish my product listing. Next week, I plan to fully update you on what it took to finish my product listing and what things I have to do next to get the beach bags finally shipped to the Amazon warehouse. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast, and to help spread the word as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.